Cat or GRD listening.
Mobile monitoring.
KB0KBJ, this is KF4GRE.
Yeah, KF4GRE, I think it was. Good morning. KB0KBJ, how's it going down there today? KF4GRE, I think. KB0KBJ, how's it going today?
Hey there, this is KI4GRD, name is Jim. Steve, I saw that you said you were scuba Steve, I think it says on it. So I was just curious if you were a scuba diver. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Over.
Oh, hey there, Jim. See you're on the Echo Link 2. Yeah, I do that. Over.
Cool. I've been meaning to go diving over by the nuclear power plant, but just haven't been in the water lately. But today I'm headed up to Winston-Salem, North Carolina to do a job, so that's my big excitement. Over.
Yeah, that was the first and only time I've ever dove over there. First time I was in open water was over there. Haven't been there since. It was middle of winter. Well, kind of near the end. And it was a little bit chilly, but that's why we went over there, the hot hole, as they called it, you know.
Yeah, the good old hot hole. I don't know why my Echo Link is misbehaving a tiny little bit here. It doesn't seem to be transmitting every time. But had some good times at the hot hole. And I hadn't been using Echo Link in a while, but got kind of bug up my butt this morning to be on the air. So here I am.
Yeah, good deal, Jim. Well, it's working good. When I hear you, it's working good, I should say. I'm just kind of puttering around today out here in the icy weather. I'm up here in South Dakota, eastern side of the state. Got an ice storm warning. So I'm just trying to get a door shut. I managed to get it open, but I couldn't get it shut. It kind of froze up, big sliding door, you know, to a barn. And the ice has kind of jammed it up. So we got all the trees pretty coated. Boy, that is coated. I really haven't looked at it. I bet you there must be at least a half inch of ice on them things, on the branches. Looking kind of saggy. There's a busted branch on a tree. One laying down in the road. Yeah, we got a bit of ice up here, it looks like. So, I just kind of mucking around today, seeing if it's not the best weather to be, I don't know, walking around in. So, yeah, instead of driving.
Yeah, I've got another hour drive in me. I'm near Charlotte now, and I've got to get up to Winston-Salem, so that's my big excitement for the day. But, hey, I just stopped at my rest stop, so I'm going to hop off of here. And it was good talking to you, and 73s, and we'll catch you a little bit later. This is KI4GRD.
All right, good to meet you, Jim. You all take care. That'd be nice to get down to that, Jim Cassidy. That was a good place to learn to dive. Catch you later. KI4GRD, KB0KBJ, I'll be mobile monitoring. Up here in Gray, South Dakota.
Fantastico, KI4GRD clear.
W4DJW, KB0, KBJ, rendezvous.
KB0, KBJ, this is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Who are you calling, Steve?
Hey, morning, Dave. Was calling you. Is my audio a little hot?
No, your audio level's fine. You just sounds like you got the window down. So there's a lot of background noise, but the audio level is okay. It's audible, but you got to pick it out of the noise level that's coming from. Sounds like your window's down. But if it's cold and dreary up there in South Dakota, why are you driving with your window down?
Because I'm smoking.
Okay, well, that explains it. I remember doing that now. When I was a beginner smoker, 30 years before, about 8 years now, 30 years before 8 years, about 38 years ago, they had these little triangle windows at the front of the driver's door and the passenger's window, and you could just open that little triangle, and you could just hold your hand near there, and all the smoke would just go out the window, and it wasn't blowing air all around inside. But I guess you got a coat on, the window down, and the heater on?
Yeah, I remember them little windows. I lowered the audio. Might gain a little bit here. Hopefully that helps. Looked like he was kind of maxing things out. Yeah, those are handy little windows. Once in a while, I'll still get into an old vehicle and crack that triangle window.
That was a long time ago. First one I had like that was a 65 Mustang. I think it had one of those, but I can't remember. It was a fastback. It might not have had one. But my pickup trucks always had them. 59 Chevrolet pickup. Some of the later ones may not have had them. I don't think my Toyota, my 96 Toyota has one. Anyway, what you doing? You headed to work or going on break or what you doing?
Well, I woke up and then I decided to head to the shop. We moved shop where we were to kind of in the process, just started yesterday of moving it to another building. So we started that yesterday, setting up racking and such. But I went over there to see if anything was going on, but nothing was. The ground's covered with a half inch of ice, so it's pretty slippery to be carrying stuff around from the semi trailer to the shop. Nobody else was there. So I was out of certain type of fittings I wanted. So another trailer was there, a job trailer, so I got into that and resupplied my van with fittings and 3/4 inch. So now I'm slithering on with my way back home. About 10 miles. And just kind of easing along at 45 here. Kind of slushy. They've been putting salt down. There's a half inch ice on a lot of stuff. So I go home and maybe monkey around in my water lines. I bought these little mini water heaters, on-demand water heaters, like $50, you know. So I had one in line coming out of my water heater, and I lowered the temp on my water heater down to as low as it would go. It's about 109. Then I threw that little on-demand one on top of that, so I jacked it up another, you know, good roasty hot. Then I ordered up a couple more, so I might go throw them in line and see if I can get rid of the traditional water heater altogether. I think I paid $500 and some for that thing back a few years, well, probably been about 7 years ago now, for the, you know, traditional 40, 50 gallon water tank, water heater. Kind of thought, you know, on demand would be nice, but if you look at the price, Navians or Runeyes, two major on demand water heaters, makers, and yeah, they're $1,500, $2,500. So basically, I'm just monkeying around with these little $50 water heaters and seeing if I can do the same thing as a $1,500 water heater.
Well, that is a good idea. I've looked at those, not for the same reason, but I did think of that reason while I was doing it. When the bathroom's upstairs and the water heater is in the basement, and you got to go through the first, you got to go further through the first level, you waste a lot of hot water when you're waiting for the water to get the warm water. I mean, you're just blowing through a whole bunch of water when you're in the pipe when you're waiting, and you're wasting time waiting for that water to travel all that distance before the hot water can get to you. So I was thinking about one of those to put it in line. And I was wondering what the cost, but I was thinking it would take a whole lot more. You got to heat the water faster. The one that's, you know, the water tank, it can take its time about heating the water. It doesn't have to get in a hurry, usually. I mean, unless you got a house full of kids, which you do, right? And it's going to need as much as it can get. Got an incoming call. I'll be back with you in just a minute. W4DJW.
Roger, I heard that. KB0, KBJ standing by.